120 future doctors proudly don their white coats and start their medical training at Florida State University. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Vanessa Nguyen. Do you remember what you wanted to be when you were little? Maybe it was a superhero, an astronaut, a firefighter, or a doctor. Well, fast forward 20 years later, and many former kids have gone on to discover a more fitting career path. But for a few, that childhood dream of saving lives stayed and has become a reality.
Maxim Olivier.
It's August 17th, 2012, at Florida State University's Ruby Diamond Auditorium, a very special day for 120 first-year medical students.
And it's my pleasure to welcome the class of 2016 to your 2012 White Coat Ceremony.
The White Coat Ceremony is a big annual tradition for med schools all across the country. As FSU Med School Dean John Fogarty explains, it marks a rite of passage for these future doctors.
The white coat, along with the stethoscope, is one of the most recognizable symbols of the medical profession. You should wear it with great pride. This ceremony also serves as a reminder that you're not just going to school, you are joining a profession.
One by one, each student walks on stage and receives their symbolic coat from an FSU med school faculty member.
Rachel Irons.
The white coat ceremony is made even more special for some students who have the honor of being coated by their parents.
Clinton Dunn, who is being coated by both his mother, Dr. Wendy Myers, and his father, Dr. Lucky Dunn.
The med school class of 2016 is also highly diverse, with minorities representing 37% of the group.
Chad Gonzalez.
It's a major goal of the med school and is largely attributed to FSU's diversity outreach programs.
We have double the national average of African Americans, Hispanics, and rural students. We're very proud of that because that really is our mission, to create doctors that are going to serve in those communities in the future.
Colombian-born Alejandro Chavarriaga is among the first-year medical students who've been anxiously awaiting this day.
I'm very excited. I spent many nights as an undergraduate actually looking at YouTube videos of white coat ceremony, so wishing one day I was here, so it's very, very exciting to be here.
Alejandro Chavarriaga.
And even though they still have 3.5 years of training, the White Coat Ceremony also celebrates a milestone that these students have passed their first semester of summer classes. Chavarriaga, who's also the class president, says it's bonded everyone closer together.
Like, it's a really great icebreaker for the class to get to know each other really well. So it works real well. We all love each other. We're all very compassionate, and we all like to work with each other. So it builds like that brotherhood and sisterhood within the class, which I think is phenomenal. It's nice to culminate with the White Coat Ceremony, because it feels like we've accomplished something already.
It's one more step towards that grown-up career, but these students can still be a superhero in the eyes of future patients. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Vanessa Nguyen. Florida State Headlines is a production of the Florida State Office of University Communications. For all your Florida State news, log on to news.fsu.edu.